Welcome to She Wakes Up, your remedy to healing, resilience, connection, and overall well-being to help you build self-confidence and practice self-compassion. I'm Stacey Failing, and I understand the dark and the light that can come from trauma because I have endured the transformation. And that's why I created this space, one that is open, honest, and real. A place that is centered around empowerment so that you can foster love and worthiness with yourself and also be surrounded by a supportive community of women who get what you're going through. Because even though it may feel like it at times, you are not alone. Healing trauma is a lifelong journey, and through it all, I am here because it is my passion to help you navigate the stress and anxiety of it all so that you can find peace, purpose, and a deeper connection with yourself. You will be amazed at how quickly your life progresses once you start the process. So come be a part of this growth and shared conversation right here, where progress becomes a collective journey of true awakening. Hey, and welcome back to She Wakes Up. Oh my gosh, so much is going on in the She Wakes Up space. We just had our very first local meetup, which was amazing. It was a small group of us women who I knew who everybody was, but everybody was new to each other, and we bonded in 2 hours' time, and we shared laughs, and we got some really intimate details shared about us, and it was just awesome to be in such a space that felt good, felt like we had very similar goals, and even though they were different goals, it was like the mindset was there, and it's such a breath of fresh air to be surrounded by like-minded individuals, even though we all come from different backgrounds and we all are in different places in our life. And it's just awesome the different perspectives that we all shared and the lived experiences that we were able to bring to the table and just have the heartfelt conversation around growth and healing and the mindset of wanting to become the best version of ourselves in that imperfection state that we are all thriving in a beautiful, beautiful way. And if you're in the Southwest Michigan area, I completely invite you into this space. This is an organic growing community that I hope just spreads and grows with word of mouth and that we are able to just connect, because as adult women, it is really hard to have adult friendships, but it's even harder to find like your tribe of women who get it, who don't want to be reminded of the person that they were 10, 20 years ago and accepted for this version of who they are today, and being able to really cultivate that in a space where you're supported, you're seen, you're heard, and it doesn't matter how imperfect or how many times that you quote unquote fail forward, it doesn't matter because we're all growing together. So I just wanted to share how amazing it really grew my heart to have that be a thing that came, this visualization that I've had for a really long time, actually become a reality. So thank you to all the women that showed up. And like I said, if you're interested and you live in the area, oh my gosh, the doors are open, our arms are open, and we would love to see you inside. The other thing that is happening is I recently had the workshop Worthy AF, and I am now offering that as a freebie to everybody. And so I re-recorded it so that you don't get necessarily the replay, but you get this beautiful workshop that also has a workbook that you can use to go along and help you kind of put together your pieces of the puzzle as you go through the workshop or after the workshop. It is literally the conversations and the questions that we don't often ask ourselves, and that deep connection with knowing who we are, understanding why it is that we're doing the things that we're doing, and trying to bring awareness to, are the things that we're doing, is the direction we're going, how we see ourselves, is it really coming from us, or is it coming from the environment and the people around us? And how is the environment and the people around us shaping how we see ourselves and the direction that we're going in, and you know, trying to get into a place of authenticity and alignment with who we are and being really comfortable and really accepting of the fact that you are worthy as fuck and that you already have what you need to feel that. And this workshop is going to get really in touch with who you are so that you can start to uproot a little bit of that and start the process of transforming. And then from there, this is in the works. I'm currently doing all the things so that this will be set up in the next couple of weeks. But if you are ready to dive in after the workshop, I encourage you to go check out the workshop. Like I said, it's free. Start doing the work. See how it feels for you. And if you want more, if you're like, hell yes, this is what I need to get the needle moving forward, I am working on a group mentorship program. And when I say that, don't let me scare you away from this isn't going to be super intense, but it is going to be super supportive. So let me lay this out for you, okay? This is going to be a space where it'll be set up for a 100-day transformation. If you're following me on social, you might know that I have started 100 days of no alcohol and really just focusing on my health and wellness for no other reason than I just want to put myself in a challenging position. I want to do it. I want to feel better. I want to sleep better. So this is really just for me. And whatever benefits come as a result, great, I embrace them. But this is just me challenging myself to up level, to do better, right? And so whatever goal that you have or whatever thing that you are wanting to embrace about yourself or whatever thing that you're wanting to let go about yourself, this is the space to do that. So it's a 100-day transformation. But here's the beautiful thing. I know from personal experience that when I've set goals, specifically health and wellness goals, that I would get on there, I would do the thing for a few weeks, month, couple months, and then it was like I would dive right back into my comfort zone, right? And although I had made progress, it was like I was regressing and ultimately give up. So this space isn't just to get you to day 100 of whatever thing. It is giving you that support, that accountability, and that cultivated community of other people in this space that are doing this with you. Regardless of what your goals are, if you have a health and wellness goal and the other person in the community has a professional goal that they're working on, it doesn't matter. You have 100 days to really dig into and getting down into the nitty-gritty of this thing that has been holding you back, which is yourself. We're going to get there in 100 days. But if you're like me and almost everybody else that I talk to, you might need more than 100 days, right? And so you don't get cut off after the 100 days. The pressure is off if you have to take 200 days, if you have to take 2 years, if you get it done in 50 days, whatever your case may be, you are in this community for life. So not only do you get the whole module of going through the self-transformation to get you to a successful place in 100 days, because that's our goal, but we all know that if we don't hit our goal, that doesn't mean we failed. It doesn't mean we give up. It just means we're setting this goal for ourselves. And if we don't hit it, we're trying, we're continuing to make progress. But this community is built so that you don't quit. So that if you don't hit your goal in 100 days, that you're not so upset with yourself that you just quit. You have this supportive community. You have the modules. You also get this beautiful 122-page guidebook that is literally a pre-check-in to see where you're at. You get daily journal prompts that aren't just surface-level journal prompts, y'all. This is the stuff that, like I said, the questions that aren't being asked. The dig deep, let's really get to the root cause of this so that we can move forward from this. And then you'll also have weekly check-ins in your guidebook. You will also have a post check-in after. You'll have a 100-day checklist so that if you're like me and like to check off all the boxes, then you can keep track that way. There's so much goodness inside of the guidebook alone. But like I said, you'll also have the modules, you'll have the supportive community. And then on top of it, every single month, I'm going to pop in the community space. We're going to do some live coaching and get your questions answered, give you that additional support, see if there's anybody else that's going through something similar, helping you to get super clear and super guided on this journey to this newer version of yourself. You're in for this one-time fee. There are payment plans available as well. But once that's covered, you don't have membership dues every single month. You don't have to rebuy another 100 days. Whether or not you finish your goal in 100 days, you're in. You're in for as long as it takes. If you have another goal and you want to set yourself back up for another 100 days for that goal, you are welcome to do that inside the space. So this is yours. I wanted to take the pressure off because I don't want you having to worry about renewing your membership. I don't want you to feel pressured that if you haven't gotten this done in 100 days, then it's over. I don't want you to have to rebuy another 100 days. This is literally a place where you get support, you get connection, you get accountability, and you don't have to do this alone. And I'm really excited to offer this platform to you because I feel like it's going to be super powerful. This is a place where you can come, you can stay for as long as you want, you can leave, you can come back, whatever feels good for you, that's what this space is for. So I will definitely share the free workshop link. And if you want to get into being on like the first to know list when the other program launches, because you're like, yes, I've got something I want to work on, I'm ready for the 100-day transformation, let's freaking go, then you can also sign up for the workshop, get into my emails, or send me a DM at SheWakesUp on Instagram, and I will make sure to add you to that list so that you will be the first to know. Super excited for that, if you couldn't tell. So today's episode, let's get to that, because we are 10 minutes in and I want to get to the point here, is all about what you're going to see in the workshop and in this program, and that is success. What is success? We are so inclined to think that success equals achievements. And I believe that success is whatever you feel is the definition of success. For some of us, it could be a material thing. For others, it could be an achievement or a professional goal. For others, it could be, you know, just the fact that they got started is a success. And so I really want to take the old school way that we looked at success as a metric for societal standards of wealth and status and the material things that we have and, you know, all the accumulation. And I really want us to just embrace the growth and knowing how important it is that rather than looking at these things or these checkboxes, that progress is a success. And it is the most important part of where we get to this big end game goal or quote unquote success. The biggest life-changing moments happen in the progress. And we are so fixated on the end game and the perfection and having those boxes checked off that we forget that the meat of who we are and our growth and what is really important in helping mold us is in fact in the process. It's in the process. But when we look at it, we look at it from this traditional mindset typically, and a lot of this comes from our comfort zones. And every single one of us has this fear of discomfort and living in this place of like, I don't really know if I don't succeed, what's going to happen. And I don't know who I'm going to disappoint if I don't succeed. And I can't just, you know, it's got to be all or nothing. I can't just accept growth or the process of this. Like, I have to get there. I have to be successful. But all that does is hold us back even more because we're so afraid that we're not going to get to the said end result. But in fact, we don't realize how many doors are going to open up along the way in the process. And we have this fixated idea that when we map it out, right, when we have this vision board and we plan so strategically to get to this place, we don't embrace that we're going to have pivots along the way. And this big dream vision that we have might look a little different, but it might feel just as good or better when we get there. But we're so held back by the feelings of discomfort because it doesn't feel like we're making the steps to get there. It feels like we are so, you know, outside of our comfort zone and exploring all the different opportunities in the paths that we could take and what everybody's telling us and what society standards are, that we get so overwhelmed, we shut down. We don't even get started. And we, if you want to look at it as a measure of failure and success, like we fail before we even get started. And for me, what a beautiful thing to actually be able to take the steps and say that I tried and give it my best effort and make some sort of progress, even if I didn't get to the quote-unquote successful goal that I was aiming for.
I grew in the process. I've learned some new things. I've taken some new steps. I've taken risks. I've gotten outside of my comfort zone. That's where we cultivate growth. And when you do that, you are creating this mindset where you get more and more comfortable stepping outside of that box more and more often. And so we hold ourselves back until we don't. And once you start to gain that momentum of realizing that, hey, the progress and the success is actually in the process, because it's not only helping you achieve tangible goals, it's helping your growth mindset. You are giving your brain a challenge to work on. And if you want to look at it from a box checking perspective, you can say you're taking the steps and you're checking the boxes to get there. Even if your checklist never gets fulfilled, guess what? You have more boxes checked off than you did when you got started. But we often don't even get started because we are so afraid of that label of being unsuccessful or feeling as if we failed ourselves or somebody else or society, because it doesn't compare to what anybody else's quote unquote success looks like, right? And so I've got some things to help you work through this. And the first one is to define your version of success. Take some time to reflect on what success actually means to you personally, not what success looks like to your partner, not what success looks like passed down from your parents and your grandparents, not success for what you want for your kids, but success for you personally. And take your values and your passions and your beliefs into this. Don't take this and run with it from somebody else's point of view. This is for you. You take everybody else out of the equation, put yourself in there, and put your blinders on. This is you. So write down your definition of success and refer back to that regularly. Set some clear goals. And we talk about breaking down, reverse engineering so that they become smaller, attainable, actionable steps. You know, I like to say MINS, what is your most important next step into achieving that? And also in that, we talk about this in the workshop, is to prepare for pivoting and for the unexpected things that life throws at us, because it is a guarantee that life is going to continue to be life. And we, instead of getting back to a derailment perspective, we actually are able to, in this process, build a stable foundation so that when we do fall, we fall on a solid foundation. We don't crumble. We have some things in place that we know, yes, I have to pivot, but it's okay. I'm going to get through this and I'm going to continue on. And so setting clear goals, but also anticipating for some of the roadblocks that are going to happen and how you will tentatively plan and prepare for them, because we know that we can't always intervene with life, but let's assume that life's going to be life. And what can we do about it so that we don't get derailed? Sitting in discomfort. Oh man, is this a topic in the workshop too? Is identifying areas where you feel stagnant or complacent and allowing yourself to sit in that discomfort. You know, it's like having conversations with a big group of people and nobody talks, right? Somebody asks a question and it's like everybody's just waiting for somebody else to talk and we're all uncomfortable in that silence. Rather than being uncomfortable in that, we need to learn to sit with that discomfort, because that's where we alchemize our biggest growth. And challenging ourselves to step outside of our comfort zone on a regular basis, taking little risks towards our goals, are going to help us take those small steps to push you in that direction so that we get further and further outside of our comfort zone, so that discomfort doesn't feel so uncomfortable and that we can embrace that. And all that does is enhance our ability to level up. We will face new challenges and we'll say we can do this, right? Even if we don't get there, we can do this. We're going to make an attempt. And even if I don't get there, I've made progress. And in that, you cultivate this growth mindset, where you can shift your perspective from viewing challenges as obstacles and instead see them as opportunities for growth. So practice reframing the failures and look at them as opportunities and experiences to learn something, to grow and to move forward. And how do we pivot? And how can I manipulate this in a way that it's beneficial so that when I move forward, I can take this with me, learn from it so that I don't make the same mistake again. And focus on and celebrate the small things, because the progress is where our growth happens, and we overlook the small things. But I'll tell you, it's in these micro moments that create the big breakthroughs that we ultimately want. But we don't celebrate the micro moments because it never feels good enough. It feels like we have so much more to do or so much further to go. And we won't celebrate ourselves until we hit these big milestones. But it can be so encouraging to stop and reflect and look back and go, oh my gosh, I'm less than halfway there to my goal, but look at how much I've done already, right? And that just inspires and motivates us to continue to move forward. And then take action every single day consistently. Like I said, these micro steps is really going to make the difference. And this is where you're going to get those breakthroughs. So regardless, you need to try to create some sort of consistency, cutting out an hour or two a week for yourself to be able to focus on you, reflect on, you know, your growth, reflect on, you know, if you need to pivot when life happens, giving yourself that time to really get to know yourself again, getting to know yourself on such a level that you can differentiate what are your thoughts and beliefs and values versus your partner's thoughts and beliefs and values, the things that you are trying to unlearn that you don't want to be conditioned with anymore. This is the time that you do that, but you have to give yourself that time. And we're all busy humans. We all have so many different things going on. Chunk it out so that you can at least give yourself an hour a week. That is very manageable, doable. You just have to prioritize that. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that we make excuses and we fill our time with things that don't matter, that aren't going to help us succeed and get that growth. You know, for me, scrolling aimlessly, that is something that takes up a lot of time really quickly. When I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could have done something. I could have recorded a podcast in this time that I just wasted scrolling aimlessly for no reason. That gave me no movement in the direction that I'm trying to go, right? I think we can all raise our hand and say that we're guilty of that. It's just easy. Instead, get a little uncomfortable, take a small risk, sit with yourself for that 20 minutes and do something that's going to help move the needle forward. And again, celebrate yourself. Make sure that you are putting yourself in the room or around people that are going to help hold you accountable, but also celebrate and also not be disappointed, but encouraging when you take a step back or when life happens, and reminding yourself that you're not alone. And if you don't have those people in your life, I invite you into our program and reaching out to me so that I can be your cheerleader and help you in any way that you need support, because I know how hard it is as an adult woman to connect with people who actually get it, who actually care to hear your story, to actually believe in the goals that you're setting for yourself, and to give you the confidence and the accountability so that you can actually achieve that. And whatever success is for you, to be able to say, look at you, you can do this, you can totally, you're doing it. Look back, look forward, be present, right? All of those important things that, you know, we're not taught to do. Being in a space of other people is really helpful in that, because we get it. So with this, most important thing is just to know you. Really get to understand what success looks like, how you are going to get there for you, how you are going to pivot when life happens to you, how you're going to cultivate these goals so that they align with your beliefs, not somebody else's, not society's. To let go of the worry and the judgment and the what ifs and the, oh my gosh, this is scary and hard. To be able to sit in the discomfort comfortably and accept that life is life. But we can also celebrate the steps that we're taking along the way and not get so beat down when we don't hit this big overarching goal. And instead understanding it's the little things that we do every single day that add up. It's the consistency every single day that form habits, that create the action that gets you to where you're going. Sitting there making excuses, scrolling on Instagram saying that I'm going to get to it another time, or this is too hard, or I'm not going to be able because this was a bad day. We all have those days. They're going to happen. That's okay. sit in the discomfort, let it be, accept, take action, take a risk, keep going, keep going. You know, it's like Dory said, just keep swimming. That's all you have to do is keep swimming, even if it's against the current on some days. And I know that's like, for some of you to hear that, it's like, yeah, I know, but it's so much easier to say that than it is to do it. It is. But it doesn't have to be these big monumental things every day. When I say to do something and keep going every day, it could be the simplest thing as drinking one more glass of water today. If that is your success for today, phenomenal. Celebrate that. It's still getting you closer to your goal. Maybe it's not where you wanted to go. Maybe that's not even the goal that you were really focused on this week. So what? Celebrate the fact that you did something outside of your comfort zone. You pushed against your normalcy to get you to a place of growth. That is success. You have succeeded. Continue to challenge yourself. Continue to show up for yourself and keep growing. You got this. I'm here to support you. Like I said, reach out if you want to know more, if you want to get on the list of first to know so that we can dive in and do this transformation together. I would love to have you inside with us. And in the meantime, go check out the workshop. The link is in the show notes for you. Love you all so much. And I cannot wait to see all the things that you are cultivating and all the things that you are setting up for yourself. The most beautiful thing in this is seeing you transform into who you always wanted to be, always been meant to be, always felt like you couldn't be. And that's where the beautiful transformation happens, is like shedding the layers, becoming this version of you so unapologetically, so freeing. It's just like when you can see the authenticity and alignment in somebody, when it clicks, when they're like, I was able to let go of all the things that weren't meant for me and step into this space, even though it was uncomfortable. Oh my goodness, is that like, it's like the awakening. This person becomes a whole new person and they become themselves. And it's just beautiful. And I can't wait to see that happen for you. If you're on your way, continue to celebrate that. If you're just getting started, if you don't know where to turn to get started, I'm here for you. We can get you there. Whatever that looks like, I'll sit with you. I love you all. I will see you back here for another episode very soon. In the meantime, do the inner work. That's what counts.